Triple M Footies 2018 in review.
What is going on here?
Carlton.
This is a dead set disgrace.
It all started so well.
Can you believe it? Carlton have got five in the first 11 minutes of the season.
Then they only kicked five in a row once more for the whole season against the Gold Coast.
And surely that doesn't count as an AFL game.
A real lull over this game, Juddy.
They even got outscored by a GWS side that had 16 blokes on the field.
And they have now tipped over the 100-point lead, the GWS Giants.
It all culminated in a 104-point loss to Adelaide in round 23, ending Carlton's worst season ever.
The final siren here. Which is the curtain call on the Adelaide Crows and Blues season.
Even their AFLW team finished wooden spooners, and their VFL team gave up 200 points in round one against Collingwood.
And they still didn't get a priority pick.
The win against Essendon was funny, though.
Carlton have got their first win of the season.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies 2018 in review.
Atrocious football.
Gold Coast.
Oh, no.
They won in round one, playing in a lake.
Dead set, Kazzaley Stadium looks like an aerial view of the earth here. It's mostly water with patches of green.
And round two against Carlton.
Aaron! Foreign towns, Gold Coast have won their second game.
But Botswana, Samoa and Pakistan had more Comm Games medals than they had wins. Fitting, really.
Since the Comm Games left the Suns without a home till round 11.
Are you too good for your home?
Now, Tom Lynch is gone, everyone else worth a damn is leaving, and they still have salary cap issues.
But they did beat Sydney.
Gold Coast has stunned Sydney. The Suns break an 11-game losing streak.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies 2018 in review.
This hasn't been a great game.
St Kilda.
Something's not right.
The most noteworthy thing about the Saints is the amount of Jacks in their team. Stephen, Sinclair, Nune, Steele, Loney and Billings.
He's done it again, Jack.
Plus, they have a Jade, two Joshes, a Jake, a Jimmy, and their captain's name is Jaron.
Oh boy, wowee.
But they still couldn't land Jared Pollock.
Oh, I can't believe it.
One of their best results was a draw.
There it is. Siren sounds. Scores are level.
And it took a miracle last quarter to beat the Suns.
Spills to Gresham as a snap from the pocket. Oh, goodness! Rubs to the boundary line, puts it through 30 out.
But at least Paddy McCartan gave Billy Brownless the call of the year.
No, you got to kick them, Jim. I'd kick that with me doodle feeding. You cannot miss them.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies 2018 in review.
It was just a little bit of a head wobble.
Brisbane.
Lions not done with yet.
They might be the most hyped five-win side in history.
They're very hard to beat at the Gabba.
They still finished bottom four.
But when they did win a game, their captain acted like a tool.
Dane Zorko go up to Tuke Miller and offer to shake his hand, and I'm not sure whether he did, Blackie.
Their coach ripped his hammy off the bone.
He took a tumble as he came out of the slide.
But at least they beat Hawthorn.
And Luke Hodge will celebrate with his new teammates against his old teammate
twice.
So it's a 33-point win to the Brisbane Lions.
And Hodgie got a nice tan.
Hopefully I've got more hair too.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies 2018 in review.
You're quite brilliant.
Fremantle.
And that is a killer blow.
Somehow, this mob managed 8 wins.
We can't remember any of them.
And they get a win, finally.
And their only worse beating than when Andy Brayshaw got punched in the face was Geelong, kicking 23 goals in a row.
The Adlet! 23 in a row!
Still, the future is always bright with Nat Fyfe and Lockie Nip.
Oh, that's awkward.
Oh, they got Hogan, though.
What you gonna do?
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies 2018 in review.
What on earth happened there?
Western Bulldogs.
They've made the Dogs look really ordinary.
Things couldn't have started much worse, with Tom Liberatore doing his ACL about 2 seconds into round one.
Just looks like his right knee just buckled a little bit underneath him, and there was no knock, and the ground didn't move.
Then there were rumours players were refusing to kick it to each other.
Well, that's not team footy.
While opposition players kicked it at them.
Matt Kennedy, Phillips has kicked it straight in the face of Link Job, and he's just about concussed from that.
Now it seems like everyone's retiring, and Luke Dalhouse took a shot at Bob Murphy on his way to Geelong.
That's Bambi!
But at least their AFLW team won the flag.
The Bulldogs win their first AFLW Grand Final!
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies, 2018 in review.
Oh.
Adelaide.
Rough going from the Crows.
There's a fair chance no Adelaide player will ever go camping again.
We haven't come away with a good result from the camp.
Oh, so far.
And their best win was probably a score review error.
Grandma raised me not to tell fibs. Lightning hit the post.
Only Fremantle's fallen further as a minor premier, and Mitch McGovern's going to Carlton.
Which we all find staggering.
Crows fans need some soothing music.
Away from Tigerland, a fighting fury.
Oh, what would you do that for?
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies, 2018 in review.
This is really disappointing.
Yep. Essendon.
Bombers on the canvas.
They started with a nice win against Adelaide.
Famous win for the Bombers.
Then they lost to the Dockers and the Bulldogs and the Pies and the Demons and the Hawks and the Blues.
Carlton have defeated the Bombers.
They recruited heavily to make a surge up the ladder and went backwards. Although they somehow had a better record without Joe Danaher than with him.
So he's going to go back and slot this.
So he's
no, he's not.
It.
Wow.
Their best win was in WA against the Eagles. Only nobody was watching because Australia was playing Denmark in the World Cup.
Yedidak. Big player, big result.
But hey, Devon Smith, are you happy your former teammate Dylan Scheel has joined you at the Bombers?
Yes.
All right, cool. Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies, 2018 in review.
And I reckon that's good night.
Port Adelaide.
This footy club has let everyone down.
It's not often a team starts the year 11-4 and misses the finals. Losing to Frio probably didn't help.
The Power fumbling the top four spots.
And remember when Jeremy McGovern beat them from the exact same spot as Luke Shuey?
McGovern kicks to the city end.
He's got it!
Lightning strikes twice.
They recruited for a flag tilt, but only Motlop did anything.
Gets around one, gets around another. He's kicked a goal.
But hey, at least they're undefeated in China.
It's all over in Shanghai for the second year in a row. Port Adelaide beat the Gold Coast Suns.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies, 2018 in review.
Missed opportunity.
North Melbourne.
Don't ever go changing.
North's attempts to land a big free agent are like those charity spruikers trying to corner you in the city. Occasionally they get someone, but most people just ignore them. So, after missing out on Dusty, Kelly, Lynch, Sloan and Gaff, it must be a sweet relief for North fans to finally get that big name.
Jasper Pittard should really turn things around for them.
Jasper's had a moment, everyone.
Saying that, North Melbourne greatly overachieved in 2018. Expected to be nearly wooden spooners, they ended up ninth for the third time since 2010. Move over, Richmond. Ninth Melbourne are in town. Meanwhile, Sean Higgins got knocked out only hours after his daughter was born. Jared Waite did his obligatory 10-week calf injury, then retired. And Ben Brown got pipped for the Coleman despite leading for 17 weeks. But they did beat the Premiers.
There it is. The Kangaroos get the job done.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies, 2018 in review.
This is unbelievable.
Geelong.
Danger signs for the Cats.
2018 began with the return of the prodigal son, Gary Ablett.
Gaz is back in the blue and white hoops.
And yet somehow, they finished lower on the ladder than 2017. Now a mob who seemed to land a big-name free agent every year can't figure out how Richmond got Tom Lynch under the salary cap.
A little bit confused.
And despite beating Melbourne twice by a combined 5 points during the season, they got hammered in week one of the finals.
Absolutely slammed!
They did have the second-best percentage in the league on account of beating the crap out of the Fremantle and Gold Coast of the world.
Right from the start, it was one-way traffic for the Geelong Football Club.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies, 2018 in review.
Always look for the positive.
Sydney.
Season over, Sydney Swans.
Sydney's season started with a bang. Buddy kicked eight against West Coast.
Buddy runs on, and a Buddy good goal.
Which was twice as many as the whole team kicked in their elimination final against GWS.
We just stopped.
And in a World Cup year, Luke Parker put his hand up for Socceroos selection.
Comes down, Parker! Oh. In minute! Parker has kicked the goal!
But let's remember, this side got beat by the bloody Gold Coast.
Oh my!
At home.
What is this?
After kicking the first five.
Gold Coast has stunned Sydney.
Seriously? The Gold Coast?
A victory for the ages.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies 2018 in review.
A remarkable turnaround.
Hawthorn.
Oh, their tails are up the Hawks.
So, that Hawks rebuild didn't take as long as the rest of us had hoped.
Hawks register win number 15.
Top four, and Tom Mitchell won the Brownlow and broke a world record.
He got it!
54 disposals in a match.
But they also became the first side in the current final system to go out in straight sets twice.
The Melbourne Footy Club are into a prelim.
The same number of times they lost to Brisbane.
This is a real telling blow.
They even lost the AFLX final to Melbourne. So the premiership drought continues.
Oh, unless you count their VFLW team. Or Box Hill.
The first team to win the premiership in the VFL from the bottom half of the eight.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies 2018 in review.
That's just not on.
GWS.
Five people fum.
One year, everyone at the Giants won't get injured. 2018 was not that year.
To have John go down with his third knee, his other knee, so it's his left knee.
So if one key forward goes down for the season, you need the other one to not get suspended. Right, Jeremy Cameron?
Goodness me.
Wow, he's out.
That's a massive collision. Harris-Andrew is going back with the flight.
He's out.
And while they've grown used to losing kneeful players to Carlton, now Essendon are poaching their good ones. Still, they beat the snot out of their big brothers in the finals.
Season 2018 continues for the Giants, but it is done for the Sydney Swans.
The Richmond win was good.
Giants in an upset.
And they didn't lose a prelim.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies 2018 in review.
Unbelievable scenes.
Richmond.
Be very, very careful.
The microwaves were warming up after Carlton blasted the first five goals of the year.
They are five straight 30. Richmond are one behind.
But the Tigers owned everyone the rest of the season. Well, as long as the game was in Victoria.
And that is their 21st win in a row here at the MCG.
They finished the season with their most wins ever. And the Coleman, and for all Australians, and goal of the year.
Even if it was probably a throw.
Still in
play. Oh, no!
Running around the goalpost was Higgins.
But it all went up in smoke when they ran into a man who'd never even heard of the game 5 years ago.
Cox is deep again. He comes out. This time he's taken. A hanger makes it score.
We hear Tom Lynch goes all right, though. Just get Rancy to remove all the apple carts.
Wouldn't want to upset them.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies 2018 in review.
Wait for the siren, Melbourne fans.
Melbourne.
Been a long time.
It was the year it finally happened. After waiting for so long, so much false hope. Finally.
Jordan Lewis apparently got a rug.
I think the wig work might have just moved around a touch on his bonds.
He might be borrowing Angus Brayshaw's helmet in a minute.
Oh, Melbourne also made the finals and won two of them.
The D's are going through to a prelim final.
Meanwhile, Max Gawn was doing cider commercials talking about cracking under pressure. Fitting, since he missed a 20-metre dolly from dead in front.
Puts him in front!
Gussie Brayshaw finished top three in the Brownlow and wasn't even invited.
He's very angry about
it. He'd be filthy about that. Yeah.
Sucked in.
And Victoria's ski slopes nearly went broke with the lack of business in September. Tom McDonald turned out to be a pretty good forward, though.
Tommy McDonald. Oh.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies 2018 in review.
Umpires at the MCG.
Collingwood.
Don't be silly, Rakan, mate.
So it turns out Nathan Buckley can coach.
Collingwood are on the way to the big dance.
Or maybe it was the beard.
Get on board. Get on board.
Either way, Collingwood shocked Australia by going from 13th in 2017 to the grand final.
And then, Collingwood being Collingwood, they lost it. For a 27th time.
In one of the more extraordinary games you will ever see.
Still, no mean feat considering they had about 70 different injuries and an Asada investigation. Chris Mayne looked like he'd returned to form until the qualifying final.
Soccer's off the ground and hit Mayne in the face.
But they'll always have that prelim.
And there it is, the Magpies defeat the Tigers.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app. Triple M Footies 2018 in review.
There it is.
West Coast.
The Eagles are flying.
It doesn't really matter how many cheap jokes we try to throw at the Eagles, because ultimately, they got the cup.
There's the siren. The West Coast Eagles have won the 2018 AFL Grand Final.
But let's try.
Fremantle got the first ever win at Optus Stadium.
And Freo says,
Optus, we love you.
And then there was that weird spat about the Western Derby. Derby. Best on ground medal. And they got smashed by Essendon at home.
Can do no wrong, the Bombers.
But Jeremy McGovern beat Port from the shoey pocket.
McGovern kicks to the city end.
He's got it.
Lightning strikes twice.
And they ripped off 9 wins in a row at one stage, including belting Richmond.
The Eagles big winners this afternoon. Impressive stuff.
But speaking of belting, Andrew Gaff can't play till round 3 next season.
Oh.
We can hear the West Coast fans from here.
Follow Triple M Footy by downloading the Triple M app.